Carl Stalling composed the Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies for the Warner Brothers cartoons. Some people might dismiss his work as just cartoon music, but there are those who rank the late composer as a genius and think it's time his music stood alone. Carl Stalling's music is being revived on a new CD coming out this month on Warner Records. It's called The Carl Stalling Project. Stalling scored about 600 Warner Brothers cartoons between 1936 and 1958. Before that, he worked for Walt Disney on early Mickey Mouse and Silly Symphony cartoons. The Carl Stalling Project is produced by Greg Ford and Hal Wilner. Ford is a writer and director at Warner Cartoons and co-producer of two new Daffy Duck cartoons. Hal Wilner is best known for the tribute albums he's produced, using contemporary musicians to reinterpret the music of composers like Thelonious Monk, Kurt Weill, and Nino Rota. I asked Ford and Wilner why they wanted to separate Stalling's music from the cartoons.
It sounds so beautiful in itself. It's actually, you know, almost more exciting, right? hearing it without seeing the cartoon imagery.
Well, actually approaching it like any other movie composer. I mean, you wouldn't want to have the soundtrack to Casablanca with the dialogue at all. So we're just putting him in the same realm as Max Steiner and Bernard Herrmann. And so his music is just as important.
Do you think of there being a certain kind of music, certain style of music that Stalling virtually created?
Yeah, I guess like the montage, really, in music, just using every type. It would change every few seconds. From like going to a solo flute to a tango to something you've heard before.
Yeah, every second he'd be underscoring a different kind of mood or a change in the action. And in that sense, it's very postmodern, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is, at the time, it was servicing, you know, the cartoon imagery, and you know, where it was perfectly natural to go to from some classical theme to some jazz theme to some. Just synchronized original theme that he did, and yeah, it was completely different types of music. But you know, he thought nothing of making those changes, and at the time was probably regarded as like being musically disrespectful. You hear it now, it's like it seems like way ahead of its time.
Well, also those fast chase themes, I mean, you've never heard anything like that before, so it was purely his own.
You have a couple of examples of Stalling rehearsing the orchestra.
No, that's the recording. They're actually not rehearsing. That's actually taking takes.
Yeah, it's taking takes.
Right, okay,
you hear some of the ones they didn't use.
Tell me why you wanted to include the different takes.
Well, it was important, I think, to see how this music was recorded. I mean, the opening of the record, which has four takes of that short theme from Putty Tat Trouble. I mean, it's amazing to hear that. I mean, no one ever thinks of this music as something that actually gets done with an orchestra, with real people and real musicians. And I thought that brought it to a human level, which a lot of people don't hear when they hear this music.
Yeah, I think it's shocking to listen to it and hear all the work that went into it to get a perfect sync or a perfect sound for the cues. And it really is something people take for granted and don't even think of as being done by human beings.
And actually, to hear some of the musicians complaining that they have to do it again, hearing, you know, Bill Franklin's annoying voice. You know, I mean, I think it's great to hear it that way.
All right, here we go, production number 1171. Putty That Trouble, Part 6, Take 1.
I used to play a lot of early jazz on the radio, jazz from the 20s and 30s, and people would inevitably say to me, hey, I really like that stuff, cartoon music. And I'd get really annoyed because it would just annoy me that people would think that Fletcher Henderson or Armstrong was cartoon music. Well, but it occurs to me they were probably...
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the Stalling scores go... Stalling took it to another place, but if you look at a lot of the cartoons from other studios, they used a lot of that music. I mean, Fleischer, whoever, I mean, used a lot of Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington to score their films.
No, the Fleischer stuff was really the most musically interesting place for me before Stalling started working at Warner's. But they had an in with the soundy department at Paramount, I guess. And, you know, if there was a little piece of Cab Calloway...
They used a lot of those records as foundations for their cartoons.
Exactly.
Tell me how you decided to arrange the music on the record. I mean, you have several things that are like little montages of music from different cartoons built around a theme.
Yeah, well, that all started out. I mean, the idea of this record came 6 years ago, so a lot of ideas changed through the time. And when we finally got together to put the record together, we decided it'd be best to have montages from different periods because, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of cartoons. We're dealing with maybe 70 minutes we can work with. So I thought it'd be interesting to go from complete cartoon scores to montages, say, from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, to show how he evolved. And from that, different themes came up, like a montage of themes for Bugs Bunny, a montage of themes he composed for jungle scenes, and it grew from there.
This is a compilation of films, of cues that Stalling would always use for jungle themes, the most famous of which is this little Fingal's Cave Overture cue that Stalling would always associate with the walk of a particular character, this like weird-looking minor bird that Chuck Jones created.
Yeah, when I would listen to a lot of these cartoons, those jungle themes took me back more than any of the others as to what I remembered as a kid.
Exhausting to listen to all of this, and I say exhausting because so much of the music is so much in short little bites,
and
it keeps
intense.
Changing back and forth.
I'm glad that you said that because most people say this must have been fun. I want to just kill them.
Very intense.
And of course, we waited to the last minute to put it together. So I basically listened to over 200 scores over 4 days.
Yeah, I felt like I was indoctrinating him into a cult or something. I was like depriving him of sleep and like, hear this. It's like, you know, I felt guilty after a while.
How did you both get together on this project?
Well, just through that TV special. It was, I think, Lorne Michaels produced CBS special. Yeah, I'd worked for Saturday Night Live for years, so they hired me for the music. And so we met there, and then we continued our relationship through Greg and Terry's shorts.
What was the special you're talking about?
It had one of these funny executive titles where they keep adding words. It's like, it was called, let's see if I can remember, The Bugs Bunny. It's like an incantation. The Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes All-Star 50th Anniversary something.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Yeah, and zany child. Gags.
With wacky comedy.
So, Greg, are you continuing to make more cartoons?
Yes. After an absence of about a year, yes, we're back in production. Two shorts I'm really interested in. One is based on the premise of like an animation outtake reel, where you the characters you see the something done straight first, and then you see like the outtakes. You know, it's like in the normal version, they're all smiling and happy. It's sort of like what the merchandising people would like the characters to be like, and then in the outtakes, they're more like themselves. They're swearing at each other and everything else. And then the other cartoon is called Invasion of the Bunny Snatchers, which is a parable about the characters being turned into limited animation characters.
That sounds great. So their lips will move and nothing else.
Yeah. And sometimes out of register, the mouth will sort of fly out of the outline of the character by mistake.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Okay, well, I guess that's all, folks. Thanks a lot to you both for talking with us.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Greg Ford and Hal Wilner produced the new record, The Carl Stalling Project, coming out later this month on Warner Records. This is Fresh Air.